You're such an asshole.
Hello, children.
Chef Cappy here. Not Three Dog Cappy. We have a very interesting request. I find it interesting because the question, it seems contradictory. Like, why would you ask this question? Dear Captain, I would like a video response. Also, would like to remain anonymous. I'm interested in visiting Minneapolis in August as a tourist. Since my heritage is mostly Scandinavian, Minneapolis has piqued my curiosity by being America's most Scandinavian city. I have some questions for you. Well, we'll stop right here. Maybe 100 years ago when the immigrants were coming over, you know, 1910s, 1900s, maybe it was Scandinavian. But culturally and ethnically, it's not Scandinavian. Now, most people do have some kind of Scandinavian blood. I mean, it turns out I'm 60% Scandinavian, not Irish. I'm very ashamed of that because the Irish actually had some culture. But there's not like lutefisk days or anything like that. And whatever culture that was Scandinavian, that has not been maintained except for the socialism. Where if you notice Minnesota, for being a Midwestern state, always votes left because they just can't wait to enslave themselves. More recently, immigration, not just foreign, but from Wisconsin, other places, has replaced whatever original Swedish culture may have been. There's a fair amount of Germans here too, but that's there's the Swedish Institute, which is on Park Avenue in Minneapolis. And that's about the only thing Scandinavian really to do with that and the socialism and the self-loathing white people, because it's true. But Minneapolis is, you know, St. Paul, like, okay, at one time there's a little bit more Irish in St. Paul, but that was over 100 years ago. So there is not a lot of Scandinavian culture, let alone people. And if they were Scandinavian people, they hate themselves. There's no, it's, you know, it's like, I want to go to Baghdad to visit the Viking heritage. Well, Vikings, I think they may hit that far south down there. There's none of that here. And I cannot advise against visiting Minneapolis enough. Not because, is it safe? So we'll get to that later, but there's nothing in Minneapolis. There's nothing in the Twin Cities. There really isn't. There's not anything. It's a boring, it's like St. Louis. What's in St. Louis, Missouri? I don't know. The river? What's in Milwaukee? I don't know. Some breweries? There's nothing. I guess the Bucks won a championship. But Minneapolis, St. Paul, I'd be like, I'd visit any place else. There's no reason to come here. None. Right here. I'm not even there. I left. So you have some questions. All right. One, is it safe to visit at all? Has violence, crime, and homelessness overwhelmed the whole area like many West Coast cities? Are the bad things isolated to certain neighborhoods just as they are for most American cities? I get the impression that North is bad and South is good in the Twin Cities, but what else do I need to know? The Floyd riots appear to have happened in Southeast, which surprised me when I researched it. What and where are the no-go zones of America's Sweden? It's not America's Sweden. I grew up in D.C. during the AIDS crack wars, regularly visited Baltimore. So if I know where not to go, I can handle the rest. All right, well, generally speaking, the north side, which is geographically the northwest side, you're on the west side of the interstate and river, Mississippi, and north of Broadway, roughly, or north of Highway 55. That's north Minneapolis. You don't want to go there. That's the bad part of town. Having said that, I've been to North Minneapolis. If you're going during the daytime, I mean, there's some parks and whatnot there. It's not the worst. It is the black neighborhood, but I'm sure if I went at 2 a.m., I'd have some issues. But Minneapolis, still speaking, is a relatively safe town. If you go out during the daytime, because all the criminals are working over their hangovers. The other thing, there's no real reason to go to North Minneapolis because there's nothing there. It's like Southside Chicago. You just afraid come to Southside. Like, no, there's nothing to do on the south side of Chicago. So on the north side, that's where the bars and restaurants and the dancing in the girls' eyes is I don't have any reason to go Southside Chicago. I will reluctantly admit, there's a piece of me that wanted to go and hit some old looking bars over on the north side of Minneapolis. I'd probably be the only white guy in there, but there are some classic old bars that look real nice. Dive bars and dive bar niceness, not fancy, that I probably would have liked to check it, but generally stay away from the north side. But I don't know why you'd be going there, because there's nothing to do on the north side. In St. Paul, it's East St. Paul, but similar to Minneapolis, you're going to find out that north, south, east, west don't make no sense. East St. Paul is technically north, geographically north of downtown St. Paul and to the east. But again, there ain't no reason to go there. There's nothing really there. So generally, if it's the daytime, you'll be all right. But I don't know what you do. Like, if you came to Minneapolis, there's the Swedish Institute. That's it. It's on Park. That's kind of a crappy neighborhood. Oh, let me also address Minneapolis. You're like, well, the South Side got a little. Yeah, Lake Street got a little bad. Well, it got really bad because that's where they burned everything down. Lake Street and 55. That, I guess, is a bad neighborhood now. When I lived there, it wasn't that bad. It was fine. Even the West Bank wasn't that bad. I guess the West Bank is bad now. But yeah, you want to avoid bad neighborhoods? Okay, North Minneapolis and then Lake and 55 and roughly a 10 block radius around that. But what you're going to do in Minneapolis, I don't know. Nicollet Mall, all the used to be a downtown area where all the shopping was. Dayton's is closed. I think Gavaday Commons is closed. And Neiman Marcus, you know, this was back in the day when people are rich and fancy. That you go downtown. Mary Tyler Moore show. She threw up her hat. That's where that happened. But that's been gutted because a micro riot happened there, and Brit's Pub, which was kind of an anchor place, burnt down. And then with the disease going around, a lot of places closed. There's no reason to go there. Maybe go to First Avenue, the nightclub, just to say you went there for historical significance. But there's I can't think of any reason to go to Minneapolis. None. It's like, well, what do you do in Detroit? Not go. There's not anything to do in Minneapolis. Talk to me 20 years ago. I could have given you a ton of great venues and bars and nightclubs and discotheques. About the only thing maybe you'd want to check out in Minneapolis would be Northeast, because that's still got a little bit of culture, but it's just a bunch of millennial bearded brew pub people. Hey, there's a pedal pub. Hey, look how zany that is. Look at, oh, here they come. And between Minneapolis, St. Paul, I'd recommend some things in, you know, St. Paul. If I would Minneapolis, you got to go to Mancini's. If you're in Minneapolis, I'd recommend going to Jack's Cafe. Fine dining establishment, so be prepared to drop $100. But if I had to choose, like, if you want to do some in a city downtown, Minneapolis, St. Paul, I'd go St. Paul. I'd do 7th Street. I'd do Mancini's, Bennett's, DiGidio's. But I wouldn't fly here. That's not worth flying to Minneapolis. Not worth visiting at the Twin Cities. If you want to do Swedish stuff, I'd land in Minneapolis International Airport. Take an Uber to Park Avenue, go to the Swedish Institute, take a look at it. There you go. There you see it. Step outside, look at all the burned down buildings and all the crap. And then get back on your plane and go home. Two, if it is safe to visit, where is it safe to stay? I'm pretty sure that getting a hotel in downtown Minneapolis or St. Paul is a bad idea, but not 100% sure. You're kind of all right downtown. Ain't nothing going on downtown. As well, are there other places I need to avoid, like the Mall of America? If you wanted to stay somewhere, a quote, a safe hotel, here's the one. If you want to have an okay night, drop the money on the St. Paul Hotel. It's going to be very expensive, but that's a very high end. I very much like the architecture and the interior design. There's a fireplace and all that. So I would say that is where I'd stay, and I'd drop the money on that. And that'd be the best part of your visit. But otherwise, yeah, by the Mall of America, there's plenty of hotels you can get relatively cheap. I like the Hilton down in Bloomington on France at 494. That's a nicer one. The Doubletree, also along 494. And Normandale, that's all right. But as long as you're not like downtown Minneapolis or downtown St. Paul, you'll be okay. What should I see, do, and eat? I'm interested mostly in seeing things that I cannot see elsewhere, such as a museum or architecture only Minneapolis would have. Minneapolis has crappy architecture. I don't know if I've made this clear in my many podcasts about Minneapolis and Minnesota in general. This is one of the most inferior cultures in the world. There's nothing of value in Minneapolis or St. Paul or Minnesota in general. So the architecture, maybe the Wells Fargo building's kind of neat. The old building that Dane Rauscher was in was all right, but you could get that. You could get way better architecture in Chicago and New York, San Francisco. It's a boring thing. For example, Milwaukee has the Pabst Mansion, Pabst Brewery, and the Harley Davidson Museum, which have no equivalent anywhere else. What would you say are sites and activities that I can only do in the Twin Cities? Watch the Vikings lose to another field goal. Okay, what could you do in Minneapolis? Sebastian Joe's, if their ice cream isn't dried out again. Jack's Cafe, Mancini's. There's nothing of value or cult. You have to understand, Minnesotans, in a true Swedish Scandinavian sense, hate themselves. And they, whatever they may have accomplished or achieved, they've destroyed. And if they do enjoy it, it's very subdued and they're all guilty about it. About the only thing I could think would be, you'd have to travel several hours north to the Boundary Waters, so that's kind of all right. But then immediately within the Twin Cities, the prettiest thing to see would be Lake Minnetonka. I'd go do a tour of Lake Minnetonka on a boat, hang out in Wayzata, hang out in Excelsior. Excelsior is a nice town. But there's no culture in Minnesota except for self-loathing and socialism. The architecture sucks. The people suck. The traffic sucks. The weather sucks. About the only real jewel it would be that to have, you go to that Scandinavian museum, you're like, oh, here it is. You know what? While you do the Scandinavian museum, the other thing you should do is check out the Minneapolis Institute of the Arts. That's actually got some nice art pieces. Do not go to the Walker Art Center. That's where spoiled trust fund baby children draw crappy drawings with crayon. And then like, oh my God, it's so insightful. Trying to think if St. Paul has anything culturally speaking. Not really, no. I plan on staying 3 nights. We'll ride share everywhere and we'll start drinking no later than 5 p.m. What watering holes and night spots do you recommend? Okay, I can help you out here. They're unique to Minneapolis. Are there any local foods I need to try? No. They're going to say, go to Matt's and get the Juicy Lucy. It's just a burger with cheese in it. Oh my God, zany. Look out, Minnesota. You're so edgy. You don't have to get the Juicy Lucy. Are there any good restaurants that serve local cuisine? There's no local cuisine. There's none. It's just regular old. The Twin Cities is just basically a big mall, a big suburb with two central city areas. For this question, money is no object, so please don't hold back on restaurants just because you think it might be too expensive. At the same time, I love well-crafted local food just as much as the next red-blooded American male, such as Chicago-style hot dogs. Minneapolis has no culture except self-loathing. Okay, that's it. There's no food. I mean, you could get any kind of food you want. It's a big major metro. You get sushi, you get hot dogs, or whatever you want. But there's nothing specific to Minneapolis except here. Here's a plate of guilt. Oh, I'm such a bad white person. Sop that up. Does Minnesota have any dishes like those? No. The only thing Minnesota would have culinary-wise that's specific to Minnesota would be Sebastian Joe's ice cream, which their ice cream has gone to pot, so I don't know. Oh, and by the way, when you walk in, they're expected to be lectured about Black Lives Matter and like all the art up and how much you suck. Although you may even be a black dude, they're still going to tell you you suck because you make more money than the average person. Jack's Cafe for a dining experience and Mancini's for a dining experience. For bars, you know, let me pull up the map. Let me pull up the map. I'd recommend the Hexagon, but they burnt that down. You may have to drive out of the Twin Cities, which I don't even recommend you going. Okay. Bars that I like. Al's Corral. It's over on the south of St. Paul. Al's Corral. I like that. It's a nice little dive bar. Mancini's has a nice bar. The St. Paul Hotel has a nice bar. I'm just, there's nothing. If you want to have a fucking, this would be a little risque. You'd be kind of a questionable part of town. You want to go to a cool strip club, go to the Lamplighter. That's interesting. I'm not saying they're going to be hot chicks there, but it's interesting. I'm trying to think of a cool bar. Chart House is on the south side. That's suburbanite, but it's on a lake. It's very nice. I'd recommend the Chart House. But it's nothing cultural or specific. I don't know if the Dubliner is still open. I'm just trying to think, St. Paul. Let me zoom in. I'm really grasping for straw. There's nothing I could really recommend. I'm thinking like Bennett's. That's all right. In downtown Minneapolis, if the Times Cafe was still open, I'd recommend it, but it's not. All right. I take it back. All right. Here's two things you can try. Danger Betty's and Psycho Susie's. All right. Those are probably two of the last quintessential Minneapolis places. You could hit those on your way out to Jack's Cafe because they're all in the same neighborhood. But there really isn't. Lee's Liquor Lounge is closed. Liquor Lyle's is closed. There's nothing. There's nothing, man. There's nothing. Go to Wisconsin. That's what I read. What do you do when you get to Minneapolis? Go to Wisconsin. Foods you need to try, no. I cannot emphasize enough just not to even waste your time and money coming here or there. Are there any good restaurants, local cuisine? For this question, money is no object. Does Minnesota have? No. Do you have any further advice not covered by the previous questions? Yeah, don't go to Minneapolis. Don't go to Minnesota. The only other thing, and I pulled this up, if you were interested in Scandinavian culture, like you want to see Scandinavia, okay, there's in the north and east part of the metro, far north, a little bit east, there's a region. And if you can look at Forest Lake in Wyoming, Minnesota, Wyoming, the town, Wyoming, Minnesota, not Wyoming, the state. To its immediate east are several towns. There's a lake area. It's Chicago's Chisago City, Lindstrom, and Scandia. And that's where a lot of Scandinavian culture is. But I think it's more like, hey, look, we're Scandinavian, and we put a cornflower blue with the yellow cross, and we sell trinkets that claim to be Scandinavian, but they're made in China. So it's more touristy. I don't think it's authentic. Obviously, back in the Lindstrom, Scandia, yes, these were founded by Scandinavians. But I'd, like all the rest of the state, I don't know how many people are there. There's like a Scandinavian museum in Scandia. And that entire South Lindstrom Lake, that's all very nice area. Maybe that's where I would stay. Get an Airbnb. You want to enjoy Scandinavian culture? Well, there you go. That's about as Scandinavian as it gets. Stay up there. Yeah, like there's a winery. It's very touristy and very nice. Forest Lake, they got some. That's like your larger town that you can go to. And then if you want to go to Cappy's old hunting grounds, the WBL, White Bear Lake is down there, a little bit south. That's a nice downtown area. I like White Bear Lake very much. But yeah, I'd be perfectly honest. Take your money, throw it in the S&P 500. Go gamble. Go rent yourself a here over in Pahrump. Go donate the money to charity. Give it to a little kid. Give it to a black dude who's down on his luck and needs to go to trade school. I would not take your money and waste your time or money coming to Minneapolis. There's no reason. It's not that I hate the state and the people and the towns. There's that. But there is literally nothing to do in the Twin. The Twin Cities is a great place to feel guilty, raise children in relatively stable, backstabbing schools and environments, and then imagine you're like big-time Chicago people or New York people. Oh, and then hockey. Got to get hockey. That's hot because it's winter. You got to get the hockey. That's important. Got to get the high school hockey because then they hit the puck through the net. And that way you know who to hire and put in charge of the company that your grandfather founded. And then that kid who takes it over because he's really good at hockey will run it into the ground. So there you go. All right. Any super chats today? I will do a Miss Super Chats thing. Non-stop trade, $2. Aaron, Sweet Home, Minnesota, where Carlson School is. Yes, if you want to go to the Carlson School of Management and piss on it, I'd give you that blessing, but be prepared for some horrifically bad architecture. Sven Moto, hey, a Scandinavian, $5. You spend time in Mankato. It's not bad. Yeah, no, Mankato's all right. I mean, it. Do you like Green Bay? Do you like Duluth? Do you like Mankato? Do you like Peoria? It's all right. I taught dance classes down there for over a decade. Fine town. Nothing wrong with it, but there's nothing exciting about it. The Albatross. That used to be a bar down there. DJ Aftershock. Look at regular buddy back for $5. The western suburbs are where it's at, bro. Dude, let's go look at Milts and Wayzata and Orno. You hear them talk about Mary Kay. Yoni steams? What's a Yoni steam? Yeah, Lake Wayzata, that's or Lake Minnetonka, the Wayzata area. That's it's not as dramatic as you think. It's not like Desperate Housewives of Lake Wayzata. It's actually kind of quiet, and people in Wayzata are old. They're rich, but they're old. And having been out there many times, you think, like, you know, going back 15 years, people are like, dude, you get to work at home, you're in the WBL, it must be a bunch of MILFs and cougars you get to bang. I'm like, no, no, that's in TV. I'll tell you what, the rich women in Minnesota, they're not hot. They're not, you know, the stay-at-home wives, no, no. But yeah, I never made it into that culture, the Lake Minnetonka culture. BL Perrock, $5. The money is never coming back to downtown, just like Detroit. I'm in Eagan, by the way. Yeah, no, there's no, and it was sad. Now, BLP, do you remember the 90s? Because the 90s was great. And man, Minneapolis did have a great downtown. St. Paul did too. There was some culture there. Minneapolis had some great nightclubs and some great music venues. Blues Alley was there, the Times Cafe, jazz and everything. And it's just, and this was happening well before the riots. This is before the disease and the riots. Because I don't know if I mentioned this, and I can't emphasize this enough. Minnesota people suck. They just suck. And so now, yeah, it's sad. It's a fraction of its former glory. And why would you go downtown? Why? I remember in the olden days, you could park for free downtown after 6 p.m. because they wanted people to come downtown. Now it's like meters are enforced 24/7. The cops will give you a ticket. Meter maids will give you a ticket. You got to pay for parking. And there really aren't that many great venues. And then with the riots and all, which did happen downtown, but there's no reason. It's I think everyone from the burbs who like work for a living are so sick of the Marxists and communists in the Twin Cities downtown proper that it is a parasitic culture. Both Minneapolis and St. Paul need money from the rest of the state to support themselves. And everybody from the rest of the state is like, screw you. Although Minnesota males, thy name is Cuck. They can't wait to go to the sports ball. They can't wait to go to the Vikings games. And the Twins games and the Swingy Stick and the Timberwolves, they can't wait to line up to go there. So that they'll come downtown for that because it's sports ball. Herky, derky, derky, der. People all the way from Eagan as well. But no, like the days, and I bet you used to hang out on what's it called? I can't remember the name of that street. Nicollet Avenue. There was a ton of restaurants, ton of Brits Pub. You go down to the newsroom or newspaper room. There's a bunch of, and there's some nice shopping, and the IDS Tower had some nice indoor interior design. That's all gone. There's no reason to go to Minneapolis. None. Adriano Ramos, our Australian Mauritian agent in the field for $5. Any chance of another live stream with Turtlingy Monkey? Also, what happened with the interview with Coach Red Pill? Coach Red Pill, we were emailing back and forth. He's very busy. I'm very busy. I didn't hear back from him. And it's no dissing or anything like that. I'm just, him and I are very busy. And maybe we'll get together someday. Cappy's just busy with other stuff. That's all. We might have, yeah, I might have, I like Turd Flingy Monkey. I do. Even though I disagree with him on many things, I enjoy his company and his show. And we'll have a show together, I'm sure. Nonstop Drake, $2. Don't forget the Carl's School. But yeah, no, there's no reason to go to the Carl. No. You could avoid the University of Minnesota campus. There's no reason to go there. Nothing happens. Are we caught up? Cappy goes to strip clubs sparingly, very sparingly. The reason I like the Lamplighter is it was just up the street from Johnson High School where I taught ballroom dance. And my buddy's parents lived up on Rice Street further north. So we'd always just meet at the Lamplighter, which didn't have a cover. You got to see naked women, some of which were hot, some of which were freaks, but then you could have food and drinks, and it wasn't like this compunction that you had to constantly be tipping. Now, King of Diamonds is different. That's where they get your money, but I liked the Lamplighter because it was like the Star Wars strip bar. Like, you never knew what you were going to get. I think it's still there. I drove past it 2 months ago. It's still there. Are we caught up? We're caught up. Boom. All right. More on the way. See you guys later. Toodles.